Today is the start of Philly Loves Bowie Week, marking the passing of David Bowie 8 years ago. It includes a show of Bowie-inspired art at the National Liberty Museum in Old City. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the museum is also taking a deeper dive into how music is connected to liberty.
This sounds familiar, but it doesn't. This is 30 different radios playing back the U.S. national anthem sung in 30 different languages simultaneously. It's an art installation by Daniel Shee. It's called Mother's Anthem. It's sometimes harmonious, sometimes discordant, which fits right into the National Liberty Museum's new exhibition, Amplified: Art, Music, Power.
Liberty is very abstract as a concept in many ways. Music is as well.
That's Program Officer Elizabeth Grant.
We've invited people to think about the complexity that exists both within music and liberty itself. There's joy, there's pain, there's a sense of individual identity and collective community building.
12 artists from across the country submitted pieces related to music and liberty, like prison-issued guitars collaged by an inmate, and a 15-foot-long canvas of a family bluegrass barbecue, which echoes Picasso's famous war painting, Guernica. DJ Robert Drake of radio station WXPN served on the curatorial jury, and he was surprised how intimate this work is.
Which we thought was kind of interesting. People didn't embrace the society issues that we would expect. They took civil rights and human rights and found a way to personalize that from their own perspective.
Amplified: Art, Music, Power will be on view until April 8th. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.